the younger players, from like the Pedris, the Definitely, the next generation of the Masala, the academy there, you know, the Masala.
Welcome back to the La Masala podcast, a St. Paddy's Day speciale. Happy St. Paddy's Day, boys. How are we all? Elliot, Cal, say hello.
Hello. Happy St. Paddy's Day, everyone.
We've got a special guest, one of our dear friends, who's also a professional footballer in Sweden now, and we share the same birthday, which is tomorrow, isn't it, Joe? How are we, mate?
Well, actually, since we're recording today, but it'll go out tomorrow, it's technically your birthday tonight, lads. So,
happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday.
Joe, how are we, mate?
Yeah, no, I'm good, lads. I'm good. Happy to
be have you on. Good to have you on. Full of wisdom, aren't you, Joey boy?
Yeah.
Right, just a little run through for tonight's episode, boys. We're going to do a little review of our own teams. We'll go on to do Joe's support. Then we'll do a segment again about America and Joe's journey and what he's doing now. And then we have an overrated 11 for you. We've been bombarded with questions about, do overrated. So we're going to do an overrated Premier League 11. But first of all, what are we drinking? I know Joe's in pre-season at the minute, so he's probably on the Vasa. But what are we drinking, lads? I'm back on the Bythams.
I thought you said you was getting a Guinness.
I went live on TikTok earlier and I had a Guinness then, and then I forgot we didn't have any more in the fridge.
Bastard.
So I thought I'd put my Guinness hat on.
I'll have a Guinness in there. Come on,
yeah,
lad.
Good luck. That's a nice glass as well. L's on the Stella, so don't even show us.
What? How do you know? I haven't shown you yet.
I know you've got a Stella.
Well, you are right, because I've got a Stella. But it's green, so we've got to keep it, you know, the theme of that.
And Joe, the question we ask all our guests, what's your go-to pint?
I reckon Peroni.
Yeah,
strong posh bastard.
He's got some dough, any of this boy.
Round your way, like just outside of London, not in London, it's like, that must be like £7 a pint, that.
Yeah.
Like four eighty, you're saying?
Yeah, because he's not in London. Even though he says he's from London, he's not in London. In London, it's about £7, but he doesn't pay £7 a pint because he's not from London. That's why. We're in London, aren't we? We're in fucking London.
We London, ain't we?
Okay, so quick review of the teams. Albion, shite again. Cal, that's all I'm going to say. Cal, how did you get on the weekend? You won, didn't you? You won last night.
We won last night, so it made it a little bit better coming on. We lost 3-2 to Barnsley.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see that.
Mate, they're going up.
Barnsley. Yeah, Barnsley are different,
mate. Mate, the Tykes are going up.
If they go up, fuck me. I give up on all football.
I want it to happen more than anything in my
great.
Life.
It would be great. Mate, they were quite impressive as well. But we just fall off. Second half, we just shit. I just can't be arsed.
We're just shit.
So, but another win last night against Swansea. Swansea decent.
That was a good result.
Yeah, so hopefully maybe pick up after this. But we're so shit anyway.
Al, should we move on to... Or should we just skip the North London derby? Yeah. Good result for United, mate. Yeah, talk to me about Spurs, mate, because first of all, now you were absolutely slated for your Lamella shout.
That I was, correct.
And do you want to just say a few words to the haters after his goal the weekend?
No, I just want to say, listen, I put it out there a couple of times. You can enter my DMs and I'll happily send you my address and we can have a tear up. Because when I say it, he delivers. I said he's underrated and then he turns up on one of the biggest stages in the world, the North London Derby, and does that. A Rabona nutmeg goal.
Megna. It was disgusting.
That was a filthy Megna.
No, but then he went and got sent off, and I was creasing so much because I was literally having my Sunday lunch, like watching the game over my shoulder. He done it. I went mental. I was like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna whack that on the podcast Instagram." I was like, "I am so buzzing with that. Like, he's done that." And then my mates messaged me like, "Oh, he's only gonna go and get sent off, isn't he?" And I was like joking, like, "Yeah, he probably will." To be fair, and then he actually did go and get sent off. But obviously, immediately about 50 lads just jumped into the DMs and was like, well, that aged well, this aged well. Fuck off, mate.
It was so funny. You was getting absolutely caned in there. I just kept looking. I was like, hell, there for you, mate. I'm just staying away from it.
Personally, I think it makes him a better player. He's got a bit of bite to him. You know what I mean? what would happen if he scored that and then was just like, really like, oh sorry, Arsenal, I did that. Or like, really like, oh yeah, it was a great goal. Yeah, I'm going to fucking get in there. He was class for the 45 seconds he was on the pitch, I've got to say that. But no, we deserved to lose. The way we started was a shambles. Sanchez, was it a penalty?
No, never.
See, I think it is.
No, yeah. I'm on the fence really, because anywhere on the pitch, if you slide in, dive in like that and you catch them after whether they've shanked it or they've connected properly, like it's gonna be a free kick. And he's done it in the box. Like,
or
by the same token, Lacazette has like kicked him. Kind of thing. It's just a shit decision.
Well, what gets me is the lack of consistency, because how many times do you see a player take a shot, the goalie saves it. As he's taking the shot, he gets clattered and nothing's given.
Yeah.
I think they are penalties. I think if you take a shot, that's like me passing the ball and then someone fucking elbow me in the face and then just going, play on. Like, it's... That's no diff... I'm going to take this hat off because I can't really say a serious point, can I? I'm flopping about. I think they are penalties. Like Lacazette has scuffed it, but then he's been taken out, so it's a penalty. I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I don't think he's really taken him out, is he? He's sort of, Lacazette's crumbled a bit, really. He's not wiped him clean off his feet, has he?
I don't know. I thought he did. I've only seen it once or twice, but I just thought he did just take him out.
No, it was weak.
When I saw it, I was like, he's going to give that. But then when they've done the replays, obviously slow-mo makes it look a bit different, but
But the thing is, once they give one, they rarely overturn it unless it's blatant. That's the problem. Yeah. If he wouldn't have given it and then they look at VAR, they may not have given it. Whereas it's ridiculous. There's no consistency with it. But yeah, shit result for all three of us the weekend. So Joe Bell is a massive Spurs fan as well, aren't you, Joe?
Nah.
No, Joe's a Chelsea fan.
Although he did tell me he was Wimbledon when I met him in America.
Well, yeah, he flip flopped, didn't he? Now when they got a bit of dough, he turned to Chelsea, didn't he? But thoughts on the weekend, mate? I thought it was a good game, Leeds Chelsea. It was a good game to watch.
Sorry, I'm just fuming about the shouts that I was just hearing then about me. It was absolutely ridiculous. The game was, I don't know, it was all right. Like, it was back and forth. It was a bit mental. I don't know how it was 0-0. But, I just thought, like, I don't know. There's never going to be a clear winner in that game. I think it's just going to be a draw, like, the whole way.
Right, really. Yeah. Leeds are tricky, aren't they, really? Like, it's...
Yeah, they're not easy, are they, to play against?
They can either get a hammer in or hammer you.
Yeah.
I think they're a good side. I don't think a point... I think under Tuchel, you're never going to lose that game. But then, I don't know, you'd probably maybe want to go and win it. But it's just Tuchel ball, mate. What do you think of Tuchel?
Yeah, I do like him because he seems like he really cares about not losing. Like, obviously, beaten and that, you know what I mean? And we play good football. Yeah, I see that in, like, when we play and stuff. But I don't know, we don't really look like a threat. Do you know what I mean? Like, we look like we're just content with...
It's very slow. The build-up's very slow.
You're all fart and no poo, aren't you? Like, you keep the ball really well and up to a point, but you've got no, like, real, like... I don't know, exactly. You got no like proper lethal finishes. I mean, Werner's stinky, isn't he? So I mean,
don't get me started on him.
What are your thoughts on Werner and Havertz, Joe?
Right, so Werner, I think he's actually tragic. Like, he's like a scared man running around the pitch. Like, it doesn't really.
B-O-N-Y.
Like, his touch is like fucking. I don't know. Like, nothing I've ever
Avery.
Seen.
Before.
he's scared. He's scared, really, really scared of the football also. And Havertz, I can see now that he's playing like a little false nine, I think he's getting into it a little bit better. But
I'm having Havertz, I'm really completely having him. I'm having him. I think I'll come good. I think
he looked better in the false nine, didn't he? 100%.
Yeah.
You need to get him. Yeah, he has to play further forward. I think people have been a bit misconstrued like what type of player he is. He isn't like this tippy tappy playmaker. Yeah. He's not, man. You need to get him in the box. Like he scored like a load of headers for and stuff. Like I think under Tuchel it'll blossom, but. And I think once Tuchel has a summer transfer behind him, I think you'll challenge next year. I do. I really like him.
We've been linked with so many players like since he's come in. Like, I don't know. Hopefully,
what do you reckon you need, Joe?
Huh?
What do you reckon you need as a player?
I don't know what we like. I don't really know what Tuchel's plans are. Like, does he want to play a false nine or does he want like direct wingers? Do you know what I mean? I don't know. If he wants to play like that, okay. But I think we need a proper striker, like a proper striker.
Haaland.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to get Haaland. No way.
I don't know, man. Chelsea are probably one of the only clubs who can afford him.
I don't know.
You got to think with Haaland, right? He's got that release clause next year. What is it, 60 mil or something?
Really?
That kicks in next year. So Dortmund are going to be more likely to sell him for say 90, 100 million this summer before instead of losing him next year when he's probably going to be even better. For 60 million, do you know what I mean? So, I think he'll get to City because of his dad, and City have obviously got the money. But if Chelsea throw 100 million at fucking Dortmund and give him Werner, I don't know, give him 80 mil, give him 80 mil and Werner. Should be a negotiator. Huh? They'd probably take that though.
Yeah, certainly that'd be unreal for us.
So, but yeah, I don't know. Chelsea are just a bit of a sticky one still. I think. You're saying you link with all these players, which is shocking because you don't really spend that much each year, do you?
Don't blame it on Mopay. Don't blame it on...
You're a cheat. You're a disgrace. Brian, get relegated. Mopay is a cheat. Mopay is a cheat. Mopay, you are a cheat. You are a cheat. And I, like I said again, Mopay, you are a cheat. Come to our dressing room and say what you said about our players. Come to our dressing room with your friend. Cheap,
Mopper,
you're cheap, and I hope I get relegated. See,
this is the problem.
Yeah, we'll move on from that because it was pretty horrific for all four of our teams. So we will move on to Joseph Bell. Joe, do you want to just firstly tell us? We all did our own personal stories going to America and then kind of there, and then first impressions of us three. So I'll leave it over to you, mate.
All right, then.
First of all, I just want to quickly say, one of the first memories I have of Joe was we went to a party, and I remember it was like me, Joe, Fred, and Dave. I think that was it. I think Elliot was probably being weird, and Cal, I don't know if Cal was there. And Fred obviously was having snuzz, and he was like, "Anyone want to try these snuzzies?" And we were like, "Yeah, go on. Joe had one, right? We got there. As soon as he got there, he was literally pale white. Jumped out. And I was like, "Joe, we've only had a beer." And he was like, No, I'm going to white it. And I was like, "What do you mean?" I was like, I don't know. I never say white. The only time I've ever heard whitey is like smoking weed and stuff, people whitey. And he's like, No, I'm going to white it. And then he jumped out of the car and just spewed everywhere. And I was like, "Fucking hell, like, you know, that bad, is he?" He's like, no. And now, fucking roll the clock a few years forward, he's a fucking little snuzz addict. But yeah, I'll pass over to you, Joe, for your own personal story.
All right. So going over there, did you go into like what you were doing before? Or
yeah.
You
mean you haven't watched it?
I went to college at Merriswood College, like near Guildford. It was like the Chelsea Foundation program. That was like good, to be fair. That was like I was doing my BTEC level 3 there instead of doing A-levels. And I was playing football, obviously, for Chelsea Foundation. So it was like I think every like certain day in the week we'd train at Cobham. Like it was pretty good setup, to be fair. Oh, yeah, Cal, you've done it.
Yeah.
I just remembered. That's how I knew you before, wasn't it?
Yeah, and at casuals.
Yeah, I'll go into that a little bit.
Nice you to remember him.
Cheers, Joe. I was your captain, mate.
Yeah, I know. So, I knew Cal a little bit from then. It was a good program, to be fair. Good coaches there, good setup. training it quite a lot. So I got better. I was doing that, playing, kept combined counties with Rains Park, like here and there for the first team and reserves. And then also I was doing the under 18s Ryman level. So I was doing loads of football from like 16 to 18. So I'd say I got like a lot better then. And then obviously I wanted to decide, like, am I going to stay in England, try and play here, find like a job, maybe something like that. Or like, I think near like my last year at Marriswood, I found like this like route of going to America. I'm not too sure where I actually see it, to be fair. But yes, so I went through an agency called Pastor Soccer. Pastor Soccer now like aren't in business or anything, which is mental, but yeah.
Because Abdullah's in money.
Yeah, so...
Oh, lad. Every time we mention it, it's just going to be like, yeah, Abdullah's in money, should have gone under.
So, yeah, and then I went through them, went to the showcases and that. Did I meet any of you there? Or Cal?
No, none of us. None of us went to Pastor Soccer, mate.
Yeah. Sorry, you weren't Pastor Soccer. Sorry, yeah. Oh, my God. yeah, so I went there.
Absolute waffler.
With my mate Ben Jordan. Yeah, he was there, I think.
My mate Ben.
Did you meet Lorne there or anything, Joe?
No, I don't think we was the same as Lorne. I don't think we were.
You'd have known him. You'd have seen how perfect his socks were.
Yeah, like, I would have seen the way he's done like his weird like socks, like his like tissue socks and stuff to stop himself get blisters and all that from his boots. And you know what I mean? But, no, I didn't see Lorne there. So, and then obviously spoke to Coach Nick. And I think, as like I've watched your episodes before, and you lot have all said the same as what I'm going to say, pretty much stood out to me about like all the gear, like how good of an opportunity it was, what they were offering. He was down to earth about it. He said like basically what I wanted to hear, like all the like yeah, showed me like the university, like and all that stuff, like showed me. Also, he said to like speak to the old boys like Jamie Burridge and all that, and obviously I got in contact with them. And they, from their experience, told me it was great. So yeah, when I
did you have any other offers, Joe, or any others that stuck out for you and you thought? Oh,
so I think because I'd done it pretty late, I don't think that I had many other offers. Like I spoke to another college on the day called Erskine College, I think, but later on I found out that was like a holy school or like Christian school or something.
Yeah, I had a couple of them. To be fair, there was one.
Yeah, so did I.
So it was one. It was actually a D1 school, but I was like immediately. I was like, oh, D1. But the guy for all players, John, he's like, yeah, like you don't want to go D1. There. He's like you don't want to go there. So when I looked at the application, like you scroll down, it's like, how did you find Jesus?
I had one similar to that, and it was I started speaking to him, and the guy I was speaking to was actually asking me like my own journey with God, and I was like, I'm atheist, and he was like. I don't think he knew what to say. I think he thought I was joking. And then when I went on the thing, it was like, they had like morning hymns and stuff. And it was fucking, I was like, well, that sounds a laugh.
Praise the Lord.
And then obviously you then signed up to Wilmu.
Yeah. So I went to Wilmu. And then, should I go into first impressions of you? Lot.
Yeah, go on, we'll see what you think of us.
Yeah.
Can I just say, for people watching...
I thought you were going to act it out then. Should I go first impression? I'm Tom.
We've never actually discussed this. Like, we've never thought, oh, this is what I first thought of you. So this is the first time we're hearing when people, like when Lorne was on. So go on, Joe.
So I remember really clearly when I met Elle, like come in, like I was
on the document signing day.
No, it was when we was all at Hooters for what was it, like a team?
The team meal.
He rocked up late, didn't he? And he come in this like questionable clobber. I was like, no. What's he got on? Like, he had some like, weird polo on, and like, he's like,
it was an unreal polo. That was the lucky polo, mate.
Slightly like flared jeans. I was like, what? The weirdo.
Nah, we need to clarify. Joe is talking absolute shite right now. No. Cal's the only one that wears flared jeans in this.
It weren't Levi's, straight jeans, not flares.
That is I'll back that up. Carl actually had flare jeans and he thought he was
so flares,
edgy.
They're straight. They're straight. He thought that's
he
different.
Was so edgy.
No, there's the difference. There's a difference.
Yeah, carry on, Joe, without lying this time, right?
No, they were like, the jeans weren't flared. They were just like...
Your trousers are funny, fun.
Like, what I've seen. He come over and he done some like little like introduction and he was like, yeah.
I thought you were going to say dance then.
My name's Elle.
I can imagine Elle coming to like the end of the table like doesn't know anyone.
Starts doing the robot.
Hello, I'm Elle.
My name is Elle.
So you come over like you was just a bit like loud and that, and I was a bit like, this kid is a bit weird, and he like obviously I got to know him a little bit and like
still weird
with Elle, and that he's still a weirdo, to be fair, but Cal, I met Cal when because I remember everyone was asking me like, how do you like, you know Cal, don't you? Because I said to people like, yeah, I went to college with Cal in England, and everyone was like, Cal's coming, like, you know Cal, like, so I was like, yeah, like, he's an all right lad, like, he's coming over and that, and then they kept asking me when he was coming, and I was like, I don't really know, like, he's coming at some stage.
Because that was a weird one, Joe, because I remember when you got like added to a Facebook group or like Chloe said, join his Facebook group, whatever. And I went on and I was like, Joe Bell. And I was like, I fucking know Joe Bell. There's no way it's the same Joe Bell. And then I went to a profile and saw it. And then obviously we cracked on or whatever. It was fine. But like when I came over, everyone was like asking the first question. They were like, I heard you're like Philip Lahm.
That's what Joe used to say.
I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, yeah, Joe's told everyone you're like Philip Lahm, like you can play in midfield, you can do right back, left back, you can do it all. And I was like, what the fuck has this kid been saying?
So then when I met Cal, I was just like, yeah, like I knew Cal's new, he's like a bit of a ledge. So I was like, yeah, sweet, I knew him. And then he was just like, I think like when we first come, Cal, we was like straight out like on it. So yeah.
Yeah.
And then Cal's first night was with those three birds, Joe, that you and Dave knocked about with.
Do you know that one? Do you know when I've got that video of you? We may post it or not.
I've got a video of you asleep
on the toilet, just butt naked. I come down. I come like downstairs like 3 in the morning. You're just asleep on the toilet like this. And I'm like, Joe. And then I've just got a photo of you. You put your shirt back on and you're just like this. Like, ugh. And I'm like, are you all right, bro? And you're like, yeah, I'm 30. Like, you're an absolute freak. That was a good night. That was your first proper night out, I think, Joe, as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Showed you the ropes. You couldn't handle it.
Gareth, I remember me and you because of Fuller, like Tom Fuller. Do you remember like Tom Fuller? I thought you two were like brothers. It was fucked. Like, come over and them two were like proper like cracking jokes to each other at training. I was like, you two brothers? I was like, what?
Man, I was gutted when he left, man.
Yeah, like, I was so gutted.
He was such a good lad, but
he messaged me a couple of times like saying like he might come back.
Yeah, he did with me as well, yeah. But like, he had a bird back in Louisiana. Yeah. That's why he went back. Because like literally the first day I met him, he was like, "Oh, this ain't as good as my old place." And I'm like, "The apartment was empty. We had nothing in the apartment." I was like, "How do you know it's shit?" Yeah, we haven't even been to training. And he's like, "I'm gonna give it to the end of the week." And I was like, "Fucking hell, mate!" Like,
hell.
He was just putting a dampener on everything for me, because obviously I'd come out really excited, like fucking class. And he's like, "Nah, this is shit compared to my old college." Like, my old college, when I got to my room, my bed was ready, all my kit was on my bed, and I was like, "Oh, have I made a really bad mistake here? Like, what the fuck have I done?" So I think we'll move on to what you did after Wilmu, or do you want to cover more while you were there?
I reckon we go more Wilmu, mate. Coming in, obviously, you came in and you were quite like, you're 6'4", 6'5", whatever you are, massive skinny lad, coming in like pre-season. You got obviously built into it like throughout your years and stuff, but fucking hell, you must have thought first pre-season, like, shit, what have I got myself in for?
Yeah, the first pre-season being in America, I was like, I don't know if I'm cut out for this. Like, fuck this. The first day when you go to Glasgow and it's like 35 degrees. And
oh,
like,
mate.
Looking around like, what am I doing?
That's the thing I think I try and get over to people. Like, it's not the sun, it's the humidity. Oh, yeah. It's literally, especially when we play, we then go back to the complex and you've got the Astro, the 4G with the black bits. They say it's like 10 degrees hotter. Yeah. And I remember a lot of the lads had new boots, like black bottoms. And instead of getting like water on the brakes, everyone's like spraying their boots, aren't they? Because they're literally on fire.
Oh, that was actually mad. Yeah, so I remember that pre-season, I was thinking, like, do you know what? I'm just going to, like, not really focus on fitness. I'm just going to come in and see what it's all about. Because, like, I don't know, I didn't really know what to expect. And yeah. Oh my God, that was probably the biggest regret I've ever had. Like,
yeah,
come in and that session, I was like, nah, I can't do this.
Obviously, going into, obviously, me and you were both centre-halves when we joined that freshman year. I can't really remember what... Like, thinking back, I can't really remember. I think coach sort of said to me, like, oh, you know, if you come in and you do well, like, I'm going to play whoever's doing well. You know what I mean? What was he sort of saying to you before you coming in? Like, were you expecting to play or?
Oh, he was like to me, he was like, well, like, obviously, you when he offers you, like, scholarship, like, he offers you that amount because he, like, presumes, like, you want to be, like, he wants you to be playing. Do you know what I mean? So, well, obviously, the people obviously won't know, but, like, my first 2 years, I didn't really get a look in, did I? Like, I was, like...
Nah.
And, obviously, everyone was kind of backing me up because you lot see, like, I was good, but, like, I don't know if I was, like, quite ready and stuff like that. But, yeah, I was like, trying. Like, obviously, I was trying my best to get, like, into, like, better shape and, like, get bigger, obviously. I'm being a centre-back and stuff.
Yeah. That's one thing, Joe, I was going to say is, like, those first 2 years, do you think it was... you being unprepared or you just not having enough confidence in yourself? Because you could see that, like, every time you play, you'd be like kind of like playing a bit, but you weren't like your real self. Whereas in like third or fourth year, you were just like,
I'd say second year for sure. You were definitely like, I think you were good enough freshman year, but you were moving mental freshman year, weren't you? So
yeah, you were a bit of
I don't think you probably would have, like, even yourself probably thought, yeah, I should be playing here. But second year, 100%, because we started with a three at the back in pre-season, didn't we? And you, I'd say you were our best defender that pre-season.
Yeah,
and I agree. Coach would always ask me, like, who do you prefer playing with, a centre half? And I'd always say, I want to play with Joe. Like, I want
to. They didn't. You used to slag him up all the time.
No, I used to. Because Joe used to come to me and be like, Joe, why am I not playing? And I'd be like, I'm telling him to play you. But no, but like, that's the thing. I wanted to form that partnership with you, but I guess for some reason, obviously, he wants a free at the back.
I think just going back to the first year, I don't think it helped that me and you got on so well. Joe and I was obviously a red shirt, so I just wanted to go out all the time.
Mate, we were out all the time, weren't we, guys?
So Cal as well. Like, I think we were bad examples for you that first year because we could do that because obviously we were still training every day, but then we couldn't play. So we just, on a weekend, we're straight out and this and that. And then just the way your personality is, you want to be involved in that, but it didn't help you football-wise. But I also kind of disagree with the point. I actually thought coach was a bit harsh on you a lot of times in terms of he'd give a lot more people a lot more time and a lot more slack compared to you. You could have 89 brilliant minutes, but one bad minute, you're not playing for five games. Yeah. That's the way I used to view it. And I was a bit like, fucking hell.
I was thinking today, though, even, I mean, obviously, we'll go into it a bit more, but your senior year, you were obviously unreal. But junior year, you only really started playing properly like the second half of the season.
Yeah, I was going to say second half, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was because the whole thing was because, like, I think you, was it your injury, El?
No, so junior year, me and you started centre half because remember Loyo was injured at the start.
Oh, okay.
And then he dropped
my injury.
Yeah, coach dropped you for the Caldwell game away. I think.
I was fuming about that.
Yeah, yeah. And you kind of didn't play for a few games, and then, I mean, to be honest, that season you and Loyo were 100% the best centre back partnership. I mean, me and Loyo were okay, and then I remember me and you were all right. But obviously, when Cal got injured, that was when I went to left back and.
You were class at fullback, El. I really liked you at fullback.
I still not having it though. I play like a centre half playing fullback though.
I liked you at fullback. I honestly did because a lot of the time I would be right side as well, and I just liked you being up behind me. You'd always feed me the ball and always kind of, I don't know. You ended up having, like, obviously your final 2 years unbelievable. Your final year, didn't you get Conference Player of the Year. Did you get Regional as well? I got Defender of the Year. You got Defender of the Year, didn't you? So Elliot got Defender of the Year the year before, and then you went, I'll show you, Elliot.
Yeah,
and then you won it, didn't you?
It was all about the stats, wasn't it? Because obviously I scored like 8 goals or something like that.
Man, you were a joke.
You were such a such a stat padder, fucking
yeah.
Penobel, what they call you? You know what I mean?
I was going through a few videos today. Yeah, I was going through a few videos today, and a lot of the goals are exactly the same as well. like honestly, like blueprint of each other. It's fucking nuts. But you were mental in the air that year.
Yeah,
never scored any more crosses though, did you prick?
Yeah, I know. Like, I think I added it to my game senior year, like practiced loads and got good at it. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, good lad.
Yeah. Fucking size your head, mate. It's not hard, is it?
He's got a P head.
What?
Joe's got a P head.
Analyze that blockhead. Look at him.
It is a huge head.
We move on to obviously afterwards. Was it straight to Sweden? I can't remember how you went.
So it went. I had that unreal year last season. I got like, I don't know, like, what was it, El? You know more than me, El, to be fair. I got into United Soccer Coaching.
Oh, yeah. You got All America, you got Region Team, you got Defensive Player of the Year, all the shebang.
Fucking hell, don't bang on about it.
Yeah, when
he wishes it was him, basically.
The event in Baltimore with like Gabe, I think, and Mario, and I bought Ben.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was Mario shagging?
Lorne was that?
Up. Shock, like Lorne didn't turn up, so I just put Ben with me.
Pogba's a bust.
Obviously, the season ended in December. We went on for Christmas, and you were sort of, I remember you saying you had like sort of some things in the works kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because when I come back, it was, I could do spring. I still had to finish class in spring, right?
Yeah, I don't know. You're a fucking one and done, mate. Right.
It's your life, Joe.
I had a couple classes
left. Well, I graduated now. I don't really know, to be fair.
Yeah, because we were training in the 76ers facility.
Yeah, we did, yeah. Yeah,
so in January, like this was quite out of the blue. Like over Christmas, I got the message by the assistant gaffer at that Pittsburgh Riverhounds, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Riverhounds.
Yeah, like USL. And I was a bit like, it's just been Christmas. Like, I've not really done anything like to be in fitness or anything like that. So I'm kind of a bit like shook about this. Like,
no, to be fair, I remember when you came back that, because you came back a little bit later than me and Ben, didn't you, in the January, I think.
Yeah.
Because the first time I saw you back in January is when we went to Loyo's house, like the Spanish girl's house.
Oh, yeah.
And you walked from store.
Oh, yeah.
You walked from store and you were so like rattled. You were like, "Oh, it's fucking mental, mate. He's like, I don't really know what to do." Coach messaged me like, "It's like 3 teams in Sweden that apparently want me, and also the Riverhounds and stuff. Oh, I just really don't know what to do."
Not the Riverhounds.
Yeah.
So I mean, to be fair, I remember you saying you had a few options. I mean, that's good.
Yeah. So obviously, the Riverhounds was like big. Like they were like. USL like league below MLS and stuff, so I was a bit like, right, this is going to be a bit of a step, like. And then obviously I was training in the spring, but because in spring training it's not like as intense as it is when you're in the fall, like it's a bit more
I don't know
mate, it's like
springs are so brutal.
It was, yeah. But it's like fitness based rather than like playing for games and getting ready for games and like stuff like ball work.
Yeah, but that's what makes pre-season at least bearable, because there's kind of an end goal. Springs, there's just like no end in sight, is there?
Yeah.
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 Or not, you'd be with Tony.
We do like an 8-week camp for a friendly against a community college.
Yeah, he'd be like, Tony did like 25 laps, 12 laps in. He's like, how many is that? We're like, 21.
Yeah. What you want? What you want? Eight? You want eight? Yeah, good.
Yeah, and then at the Riverhounds, obviously, I went trials there. When I turned up, I was a bit rattled, like going to Pittsburgh, like it's like a 4.5-hour journey, 5-hour journey. Got there and there was like 50 kids there, like 50 like college like players that had just come out of college that they've all invited. It was like the invite only trial, so they've invited all these like players as well.
Oh, so it was that many kids? I thought it was just you and 10 others.
Like 50 kids have turned up, and I'm like,
oh yeah, because it wasn't like straight into their training camp. It was like a massive trial weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah. So like these kids from like Charleston, like you know, I don't know, West Virginia University, all these other unis, like unreal unis I've heard of, turned up. And then some other like USL players as well, they invited to the trial. So yeah, basically I got through the first stage of that. It all was okay. They invited me back again to start training with a team. And then I had a 2-week trial with the team I went on. Got to that and they kind of just said, like, look, we can't really afford to sign you as an international because we don't really think you're like starting material yet, so we would want you to stay in America, play USL or League One or League Two, get some experience in that, and then come back, like we'd call you back or whatever. But by that time it had all kind of, the coronavirus kind of kicked off, so I couldn't stay in America any longer.
What did you think the standard was in that point, Joe, at the USL?
To be fair, at Pittsburgh, it was a good standard. I'm not going to lie. The trials, obviously, with trials, you get kids that are really trying to show, like, they're unreal and stuff like that, like, try and do too much. So it's kind of like everyone was trying to play for themselves. So the trials weren't a massively great standard, I wouldn't say, apart from, like, obviously, like, good college players. You could tell people had a bit about them and that. But they weren't the best of standards. Like it was like playing games, basically, like playing like each team like twice a day. It went on for like a few days. That was like okay standards. And then the training with the first team and stuff, like, it definitely picked up. Like, you don't get any loose balls or loose touches, really. Like,
yeah.
Rules are sharp. Like, everyone knows what they're meant to be doing, what runs they make, how to defend, blah blah. You know.
It used to make me crease after you left there. Like, every time I'd come back to stall or whatever, our house that we lived at, I'd just see Joe wearing this Pittsburgh Riverhound shirt. He'd wear it like fucking everywhere, like every day. Honestly, he only had one shirt and he'd wear it every day of the week for sure.
And then, yeah, after that, that was when I kind of was looking at my other options. I heard a little bit about Sweden through a person that coach knows, who actually now I'm signed with, the agent. He was saying there could be a team that are looking at me at quite a high level. It was, I think, the second tier of Sweden. I don't know. I can't remember the team's name that he said now. But that kind of fell through. And then now, what happened after that, I think it was around July time, I flew over to Sweden for a trial with the team that I'm now with, Skellefteå.
This is July last year, isn't it?
Yeah, July last year, yeah. Skellefteå FF. So they were looking to get like a centre back in, and obviously being left footed, it kind of gave me a little bit of a boost so I could play on the left side, and they play free at the back. So yeah, like, they were really interested in me. Went over here, had a 2-week or 2-week trial period where they had me in a hotel and stuff, like, and then they moved me into my own house because they wanted to sign me. So yeah.
It was a tough, like, first year. Obviously, you smashed it, didn't you, Joe? Yeah.
Yeah, so
my last, what, a hat trick one game.
Mate, that's fucking amazing. Play the clip.
Last season was it was good, to be fair. Being in my first professional environment, like, I was buzzing about it. In fairness, yeah. Like, loving training every day, loving still being in the game and that, because I didn't really know if it was gonna happen or not.
Yeah.
So yeah, training every day, playing every Saturday or so, because the season was a bit jumbled up because of Corona. So we could only play
all the virus.
So yeah, and then I ended up going on to get a hat trick in one game. And everyone was like, "What's this guy on?" Like,
I was creasing, Joe. You did a proper professional interview though. At the end of it, it was like one of those like, "Yeah, I've scored 3, but we lost 4-3, so I'm not too happy with the result."
Yeah, Joe was going on. He was not the result we wanted today, but I did score a hat-trick, didn't I?
No, I weren't like that. I was fuming.
You got Rondon, hat-trick of headers, what a boy.
Yeah, he was fuming. He was like, yeah, he won 4-3, but I scored a hat-trick. No, I'm fuming. I'm fuming.
Joe, what's the standard saying in Sweden? Are you rating it? Is it different to USL or college or?
Yeah, it's like it's definitely a step. Like it's just it's hard to explain, really. Like obviously college, and obviously you boys. Like I know, like the standard of us was really good. Like, but like some days there'll be like some off days, you know, where we didn't really train well, blah de blah, like stuff like that. Like, and it would just happen. Whereas over here, like if a drill that's going on for like 5-10 minutes, if it's going bad, the coach would be like, right, like what's going on? Sort it out. Like, and we after that it'll be like.
Yeah,
I never trained that well. Gaz, you didn't really train that well, really.
Yeah, you didn't like training.
No, I just used to fucking have a laugh, really. But it's just, I don't know. It was one of them. I used to try and save myself for the game.
Yeah, obviously, no, I was the same.
First year I did, because all I did was train. I had no games to look forward to, so I used to go all out in training. But then when I could play, I was a bit like, fucking hell.
No, but I think it's more like you're proper bang on it in training when you're doing stuff, that I think it's generally enjoyable. You want to graft when it's enjoyable, don't you?
So yeah.
Like if we were playing short-sided games, I remember like we'd all be bang up for it and everyone would be proper on it. But
yeah,
when we're playing like a full-sided game or like half a side pitch. Sort
every
of,
day.
Yeah. I remember us, like the standard would drop a bit, but when it's like firing and like the competitions would be class because everyone would be firing then, wouldn't they?
Yeah, yeah. So, we move on to questions from the fans. So Cal's got a few of them lined up because he's got nothing better to do than go in the Lamasala inbox.
That's very out of order, but we go on. Joe, someone said, how much do you think your head weighs?
This is a professional interview. Sorry, Joe.
That was me who sent that in.
Got to be a hefty amount, isn't it? To be fair.
I reckon it's a lot, mate. Yeah. Anyway, next question. How did you manage to move into a country that don't speak English? Could you communicate fine with the players and the gaffer, etc.?
To be fair, coming over here, I was a bit sceptical of that. Like, obviously Sweden. Like, what do I know about Swedish when I've come over here? Like, I was
Fred.
Like,
yeah,
like I'm actually thinking that they're going to be like Fred, like or what.
Yeah, imagine a team full of Freds, gee.
Yeah. And to be fair, when I come over here, they're proper welcoming. Like, they were speaking to me in English. Everyone knows English over here.
I was going to say Scandinavians. That like, Fred, I know we take the piss out of Fred, but his English is impeccable. Yeah, and like, he's not what I'd consider a smart fella. And he's like, his English is literally impeccable. So yeah, they literally all speak in Scandinavia, don't they?
Yeah, it's literally like perfect English. So, and obviously there's a few English boys on the team at that time, so they welcome me in and stuff.
What did he say when I missed it?
Who?
Not bad.
And me?
Hell.
No, he's a bastard.
So, yeah, it was just that I managed quite easily, to be honest. They welcomed me well, and I was just like, obviously, when you play football, as we said earlier, it's like a common factor, isn't it? Like, you're playing football, you just start cracking on, and like, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these questions are amazing. Someone called Old Account, loads of numbers. He goes, how many birds did each of you shag while out there?
Because we'll do a Patreon.
Yours will be quick.
Yeah, I only done two. Yeah, just two. The two birds that I were with. We'll do that on a Patreon episode. If you want to pay, we'll do one.
Another one, Joey. Do you think your playing time in America massively impacted your chance of going pro? And what level do you think you could reach going forward?
But he has gone pro.
Yeah. How did America increase his chances of going pro, and what level do you think he can go forward? Nobed.
No, I thought you were saying because he didn't play a lot his first 2 years. How did that impact?
Why would you bring that up? Why are you mugging him off? I've already gone over that.
Fucking hell. 60,000 followers on TikTok and this is what it does to you.
I know. It's big time. Fucking Paddy Fatty. Cut that.
Cut.
I thought you heard my father fucking had a Guinness one come out.
What does a Guinness fart sound like?
I don't don't know.
It goes like,
I was going to try and do an Irish joke. I was thinking of a way an Irish person would bark.
You just lift your leg and it goes, I tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. So yeah, Joe, back to you being a professional footballer.
So Joe, I'll go again. We cut that.
What? Do you think you're... No, we ain't cutting that. Okay, the best bit of banter I've thrown out.
Do you remember the question, Jack? I think he's look at his face.
Look how scared he looked. He's seen a ghost. Look at him, bless him.
Please, sir, can I have some more?
That's Swedish Wi-Fi.
Fucking hell. Oh, fuck. I'll do Joe.
Yeah, so basically, basically in Sweden, I reckon I could.
Where's he from, eh?
I reckon I could play Premier League, you know.
He's gone.
He'll be back.
What was the question again?
How did going to America prepare you to go pro, and what level do you think you can reach in the future?
Okay, yeah. So obviously in America, like training every day, playing like a lot of games in a short space of time, it definitely prepared me over 4 years. Like it's a good stepping stone, I would say, from going being like 16 to 18 in England, then going over to America when you're 18. So I think I finished when I was 21. Yeah, so it was a good stepping stone. And then obviously coming over here, I've improved massively from being over here. Obviously the key being like playing football every day, training every day, playing as many games as possible. I actually got the MVP over here. So that's like how much I improved, I would say.
Well done, mate. Probably. Proud of you.
You mean most improved or actual MVP?
No, it's actually called MVP over here. I was most valued player.
Oh, well, fair enough. Don't bang on about it.
Top lad.
Footballers will blame the pitch, the referee, the conditions, the missus, everything but themselves, footballers. And what I try and do is look in the mirror and see if you have made a mistake. There's only you knows. But footballers have an easy way of passing the buck, really, if the chairman's fault or somebody else.
All this fucking I'm sorry and all this bullshit, that's a load of bollocks. You've got to fucking die to get 3 points. If we're going to get fucking promotion, can't just keep fucking I'm sorry. Who's it going to be next fucking week?
Okay, so we are now going to move on to our overrated 11s people. So we'll go position by position. We will start. I think there might be a few controversial ones in here. I think we'll start in goal. So, Elliot, who's your goalie?
I really struggled with this, but I'm just going to go with Pickford.
I think it's... I'll go with that.
I know he said the other week when Greeny was on, I think he's unbelievable for England, but he's such a liability for Everton. And if he's meant to be England's number one, then I'm not having it. I'm sorry, but...
Well, I don't think he's overrated, though, because I don't think people rate him.
Really?
You don't have to be overrated to be underrated, though. I'm saying how he's rated now, I think he's overrated.
Yeah, but that's my point. I think people call him shit all the time and say he's shit.
Yeah, but then people also have him starting for England as their number one. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Joe's your goalie.
Yeah, mine's controversial.
Such a twat.
I've gone for Kasper Schmeichel.
What?
That is
controversial. I don't see him being ever getting I don't know. I just think he's too small still. He's good at kicking, he's good with his feet, but he ain't good enough for me. He just ain't.
So, here, is he not good enough or he's not tall enough?
Both.
he
moved, didn't he, to Man United or something? And I was just mate.
He'd be good for United.
He's not.
Yeah, he's better than Henderson, is he?
He's just not good. Yeah, he's overrated.
Carl?
Right, I've gone for Lloris.
I've got Lloris as well.
Yeah, he's fucking shit. He's just weak as piss.
I'm not having him at all.
He's trying to be cool because that's what everyone says.
No, I've had this argument. I remember having that argument with you ages ago, El, and I was like, I'm just not having him. Right back now, I want to mention both of mine because I think they're both pony, like pony.
I know one you're picking.
One's
got to be Semedo. He is shit. I'm just not having him at all. All right, he looked pretty on the ball. He's fast on FIFA. He's shit, lads. And then the other one's Bellerin. I don't know how he's playing for Arsenal. I just don't.
Yeah, but the same thing you say about Pickford with Bellerin, I see everyone caning him all the time. Like, he's so average nowadays.
But he's not even average, I don't think. I think he's like that shit.
Really?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know what he does well other than run fast.
Yeah, I do think he's so like bang average. Like, I don't know what he's good at, like you say, to be fair.
Cal?
I went for Semedo as well, mate. How he actually played for Barcelona with Lionel Messi, the GOAT.
The GOAT?
Is actually mind blowing. So I think so he is massively overrated.
He's cost Wolves so much this year as well. Like, I can think of 9 points off the top of my head that are just his fault.
I would hate to play in a back four with a player like that.
Yeah, when him and Traore play down the same side, Wolves just get rinsed because they're both just clueless. Fucking hell. Joe?
Yeah, so I was thinking about a couple. Semedo and Bellerin are great shouts, to be fair, but my biggest, most overrated player is Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Oh, that's a... I can see where you're coming from.
That's going to break a few hearts, that Joe.
I don't care. He is a right back. He's got a good right foot, but he's meant to defend, and he can't, so...
That's facts.
What are you going to say to him, Joe, if you end up going to the Premier League and you play against him?
I'm going to say to him, you're a little...
I was in the La Masala podcast and I fucking right flagged you right off.
I do agree with that shout. Trent is a good player, but I do think he's overrated. Like, I've seen people say, like, he's the best right back in Premier League history. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it makes me sick.
My one, I've sort of always had a thing with him. My one is Kyle Walker.
Oh, yeah, we had a few shouts of that today.
And my reasoning for that is, I think he's a great right back. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a very, very good right back. Probably up there. I mean, people will give him shouts for one of, you know, in there as their best right back in Premier League history. I reckon some people would put him in that. And that is the reason why I think he's overrated. That, and along with people giving him shouts for, like, one of the best right backs in the world. There's a reason behind the fact that he's not playing in this City team right now. And there is a reason behind the fact that he's been dropped several times by Guardiola.
Yeah.
And it's because he's a defensive liability. And he was the same at Spurs. He 100% deserved his move to City because he was unreal for us. But if you ask any Spurs fan, they'll say the same thing. He is a liability, like, lacks concentration. He's always got something like that in him, like a mistake or something.
Walker always wants to win the ball, don't he?
Yeah,
always.
Yeah. And it was like a lot of people cane him and go, if he had no pace, he'd be like League One. I think he's better than that, but he does rely on his pace an awful lot. And
100%. He just, that argument's daft as well. Like, if he didn't have this, well, he has, doesn't he? So,
what a stupid
thing to say. If I didn't have an head, I'd be dead.
Well, I was chatting to someone today on the chat and they were saying it was one of the lads from that Talking Tactics podcast. And he said he's a functional pace merchant.
Jesus.
But I kind of understand it. He is a liability, isn't he? But at it, like, going to City, he has improved a lot, I think.
No,
but then again, he's in and out, isn't he? He's so, like, hot and cold.
That's the thing. When they signed him, I remember, like, myself and Spurs fans were like, oh, is he going to fit in that sort of proper possession-based, tiki-taka sort of style as a right-back? But like you say, he has improved, but still, I mean, even Guardiola's come out publicly sometimes and said, like, he lacks concentration at times. And I think if you're one of the best, or meant to be one of the best right-backs in the world, you've got to be doing better. But that's
agreed.
Yeah, facts. Left-back, Joe?
Okay, right. I've gone for this one because I've been seeing his name mentioned so much recently, and I think he's just an average right left back. Kieran Tierney,
mate.
Ooh, really? Yeah. I'll rate him.
Nah, he's just, everyone's going on about him like he's the best left back in the
fucking Arsenal fans though. Yeah. I've seen a really good tweet the other day. It was about Tierney. They were saying best left back in the league, no doubt. And someone tweeted it saying, these blokes, they've got the best everything. Why are you tempt them?
Yeah, I think that's
so true. Like, they honestly think they've got the best. They're fucking idiots, man.
So, Joe, I've gone exactly the same. I've gone Tierney, and it was one of those things that it's not because I don't rate him. Yeah. I think he's a good player, but because of the way Arsenal talk about him, I still think there's four, probably, or five, maybe, I'd say, better left-backs in the league.
Yeah.
But because of where Arsenal think he is,
yeah,
he's overrated in that sense because he's so good, but he's still the fifth or sixth best left back in the league. So it's like
I'm having Reguilon over him, by the way. I think Reguilon's unreal.
Yeah, I am definitely. Yeah. That he's one of the ones that I said. Zinchenko, I'd have over.
He's
him
so underrated, Zinchenko. So underrated.
Digne, Robertson, Reguilon. Maybe she'll.
Connor Townsend, L. Who's your left back?
Charlie Daniels,
mate. Me.
Yeah.
You know, I've got one.
No.
I've gone for Chilwell.
Oh, do you know what?
I was going to put him.
I think Chilwell's a decent player, but he hasn't impressed me at all at Chelsea this season. And I never thought he was amazing or worth his price tag, which isn't his fault, obviously. But yeah, like there was obviously shouts for him starting for England and stuff, and no chance, like for me. Shaw's been so much better.
Totally,
I just think there's this guy actually I follow on TikTok who's a Chelsea fan, and he said he's been so disappointed with Chilwell to the point where now he doesn't even mind if Alonso plays.
Yeah, it's got to that stage.
Says a lot.
It actually has got to that stage. Chilwell, like on the back five, like when we play three, he looks like he don't know what to do. What a left back does, like just get the ball and cross it in or something. Do you know?
He's
not
really neat and technical, any, but then he's just a bit like, what else you got?
Yeah, he's not great. Defensively, he's not been good either.
Yeah, I had Chilwell as well, to be fair. No, I was weighing up putting Chilwell because I do rate him, but I mean, I think hearing what you've said, I probably have to agree, to be fair, so I'll just go in.
Right, two centre-halves. I want to start on these because, one, I feel so strongly about because he's a Wolves player. First one's Connor Cody. I'm not having him at all. He looks good in a three because he's a converted centre-mid, so he's good on the ball. Yeah. So he gets covered by Bolly and Sice or whatever defensively. But when he's in a back four, he's horrific. He's so bad one-on-one. He gets beat in the air too often. He's just so average, I think. And next to him, I was between Dyer and Gomez. And I'm going to go with Gomez for similar reasons to what I was saying about Trent and Robertson. I just think on his own, he's not that good. Next to Van Dijk makes him look good, I think. So yeah, I'm going with Gomez. I wouldn't have him anywhere near the England team. I don't think he's been good for England either. Like, I'd much prefer Maguire.
No, I can't even remember the last time he played a game, mate. He's injured all the time, isn't he?
Well, yeah, fuck him. Cal.
Right, so I've gone for Lewis Dunk.
Oh, you hate Lewis Dunk so much. This guy hates Lewis Dunk.
I just think that he was priced at what, like 30, 40 million or something for Chelsea to buy in the summer. And I just think it's absolutely fucking mental that he was ever.
I kind of rate him,
I rate him.
Do you know why you rate him? I was having a conversation about this the other day, and someone was saying that, like, United should sign Dunk because he looked good next to Harry Maguire. But I was like, it's such a different team playing against. Like, Harry Maguire looks different because he's playing in a team that's so much higher up the pitch. So when he gets caught going backwards, he's like, oh, fuck, I haven't got the pace. Whereas Lewis Dunk always defends from, like, his back third. You know what I mean? Like, he's always can just header and kick it.
Yeah.
And I think he gets caught one-on-one way too often. And when he does, he gets absolutely done for.
Yeah.
So I've gone for him because I think he's shit. I've gone for Rob Holding as well.
Does anyone rate him? No, no one rates him. Surely not. 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 Sur
Rob Holding.
Rob Holding. I can't have him as overrated. No one fucking rates him.
Mate, Arsenal fans do. Look at Twitter, honestly. They reckon he's the next Messiah.
We'll go on to L, your centre arms.
I've gone with Cody purely because when Chelsea played Wolves last year, he got absolutely ripped by Tammy Abraham in a one-on-one. And that stuck with me for a while. Like, I think he's a lovely bloke. And like you say, he's good on the ball. He's a good skipper for Wolves.
Why does a lovely bloke come into it?
He is a nice bloke, though. He's very nice.
In interviews, he's like a lovely guy. So I want to like
him. He's
a
fuck.
That just sticks in my head. Like, I can't have him for England. I'm sorry. And then my next one, he's been playing a lot more recently for Chelsea, and that's Christensen.
Pony.
What were you looking at the combo the other week ago?
I genuinely change my mind on him every time I see him.
He's so weird.
Baller.
No,
he ain't a baller.
No, he's good on the ball, really good on the ball, but he is literally like a boy in a men's team. Like, and when I look at him play, it's so weird, mate.
I know,
could you imagine him grappling against like Diego Costa or something? Like, I don't know what would happen.
It's a bit like Lindelof, isn't it? I'm glad no one put Maguire in, because I had loads of shouts to Maguire.
Yeah.
And how can he be underrated if everyone's constantly calling him shit? And he isn't shit, is he? He's just like...
All right, Maguire.
We haven't done Joe's, have we? Go on, Joe. Maguire.
Nah. So... I was the same with you guys with Joe Gomez. I think he's so overrated. Like, if he didn't have Van Dijk next to him, he would be like nothing. And then my other one, no one said it, Tyrone Mings.
Yeah.
I think he's so overrated because he's like a left footed, big, tall centre.
You know what?
To England is a joke. He's so poor.
See, I've had a lot of stick and over him. I actually rate Mings. Like, when I've seen him live and stuff, like, he's so athletic and he's good in the air. He's decent on the ball. I don't know.
My only criticism
of left-footed is Kyle Walker.
You what?
A left-footed Kyle Walker at centre-back. He's
a lot better on the ball than Walker.
My criticism of Mings, I think he's solid and... I think, like you said about Christensen, my mind changes every time I watch Mings. Sometimes I think, oh, he's solid. And then next game, he's like a bull in a china shop. Like, he's everywhere, like all over the gaff. So, yeah, I don't know.
He is a bit of a liability, I'll give you that. Yeah, I think, obviously, I've got a lot of Villa mates. Conser's who they consider their best centre half. He's been quality, man. I'd personally have him possibly starting for England. I think he should definitely be in the squad. No, mate, Conser's class, trust me. I'll rate him highly. It's a
bit early, isn't it, for him to get like start.
Is it though? Who else? We're not exactly blessed with centre halves.
I'm having Maguire, Stones.
That's it.
The other one's hard though, isn't it?
He's going to play four though, and he's going to have to play four at the back.
You've got him, yeah.
When he watches this, he'll play four. Trust me.
I think he'll be four at the back with Stones and Maguire, but
I hope he does.
I don't know. Has Stones improved massively, or is he being improved, being next to Diaz? I don't know. We'll see, won't we? I suppose.
Yeah.
Right, midfield. Midfield. You've done a midfield three, Joe. I'm guessing. Yeah, 4-3-3.
4-3-3.
Yeah.
Cal, then you teased us with your midfield three. What's your midfield three? Or do right. just do your first? Oh, yeah, go on.
Do three, yeah.
Right, I've gone Xhaka.
No one rates Xhaka, surely.
Mate, we had this conversation the other day on Twitter.
They do.
Trust me. They
really?
Yeah, trust me. They do.
Some people put him up. Some people put him forward for our underrated 11s.
What?
Yeah, loads of people.
They rate him.
Christ. I mean, that might be from where you're from, but what does he do well?
He's so bad.
He's a really good tackler.
I don't know what he does well.
Yeah, he's. I just think he just doesn't. Yeah, like I said, doesn't do really anything very good for an Arsenal side. And then I've gone for Keita at Liverpool. Came a massive price tag, and there was a lot of talk about him. And he is shit.
No, he's not. I'm not having that.
What? I like that he's overrated, but I don't rate him.
He's no good. He's
done every time. Every
time he comes on, he just runs around like a fucking headless chicken. And then last one, I've gone to Ceballos as well.
I mean, yeah, I don't rate him. I don't know if people do.
Mate, his release clause is £500 million.
What, from Madrid?
Fuck yeah. Off. So am I.
Madrid's accountants are just having a laugh, aren't they?
They're just jokers. And he came in with this. And you know what? When you come in from Real Madrid to Arsenal,
yeah,
you come in rated. That's just the bottom line. And has he done anything? I don't think so.
No.
He never runs a game. He never really does much. I don't think he's really taken any game by the scruff of the neck. So I'm not having him one bit.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
I've gone with my first midfield. I'll give you. I've gone with Souček.
What?
I think he's overrated.
Nah, shut the fuck up.
He's overrated, massively overrated.
He ain't. He's one of the best holding mids in the league.
Why is he one of the best holding mids?
He's not holding
mid. He didn't even play holding mid.
Him and Rice sit. He bombs on.
They play as a four and he's a two.
Well,
you say he bombs on and he's a holding mid.
Sorry, you have me on a technicality. He's not overrated.
Yes, he is.
He's one of the most high scoring midfielders in the league. He's popped. He's helped West Ham become what are they fourth in the league. He's the main reason.
Yeah. I'll give you my reasoning why I think he's overrated, right?
Go on then.
For that exact reason, people saying he's one of the best centre mids in the league. He's technically very, very average. If you watch him play, he's stiff. He's very rarely actually even on the ball, moving it about for West Ham. Yes, he notches goals and he busts a gut around the pitch. Those are his jobs. He does his job well. But I'm not having him as one of the best centre mids in the league. I'm sorry. There's far better. Far better.
Yeah, but just because someone's not technical, like you say, he excels at his job.
I'm saying he excels at his job, but I'm saying there's much better centre mid, so I'm not having him up there as one of the best. That's why I think he's overrated.
Are you having that, lads? What you reckon?
I like him. I like him.
I rate him.
Pound for pound, what they paid for him, I think you've got an unreal player.
Arguably signing in the summer, I think.
Well, just because he eats potato salad and he's good in interviews, fuck off.
That's racist.
Whoa, that's too far.
That was way too racist. That's racist. Who's your other two then? De Bruyne.
Bruno Fernandes.
No, another one that I reckon will probably be a bit of uproar is that I've gone with Jorginho.
Oh, he's shit.
People don't rate him. I rate him, but...
No,
I think
he's out. No, that's what I mean. Yeah, you said people don't rate him and you rate him, so that's one person.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I said there are people who don't rate. You said I think it'd be controversial, but there are people who don't rate.
I've seen quite a lot of people saying like I really rate him, especially now on this Tuchel side. Mate, he can't do a 10-yard pass in the air. If you're centre mid in the Prem, you can't do a diag. You should not be playing in the Prem.
Why? It's so quick.
You've got such a weird fucking like list of what people have to
do. No, but let's have it right. He literally cannot tackle.
Let's have it.
He can't sprint. I've never seen the man sprint.
Yeah, he can't sprint. He takes a nice penalty though when he does a jump.
Yeah, he does. But he literally does 5-yard passes. That is it.
I think he's crucial to that new Chelsea system.
Again, I'm not saying he's a bad player. He's useful and he does a job, but I can't have him as like that pedigree of a centre mid in the Prem if he can't do a fucking diag. I'm sorry.
I know what you mean.
That should be a requirement as a centre mid in the Prem. You should be able to do a diag.
The diags wind me up. They like remind me of like a 10-year-old trying to kick it. But he's like a leader, though. He's like a leader, and he gets us playing. So that's what he does.
Yeah, he keeps you ticking, doesn't he?
He does. He does, but I think he's overrated.
Who's your last one?
I've gone with Keita as well, actually.
Have you?
Bad.
Just because he ain't done anything in a Liverpool shirt, and I see people saying he's like better than Kante and stuff like this. I mean, for one, they're not even like the same position.
I was going to say they're completely different, aren't they? Joe,
Mine's going to cause a bit of uproar, but I'm ready. So, my number one for the most overrated is Thiago.
Oh, no. I was about to say, if anyone puts Thiago, I will fight you. But
I'm not having that one bit.
Can we have it right? Before you finish, Joe. Joe absolutely hates Liverpool, so he's got a record against Liverpool.
Yeah. Sorry, I would have put Van Dijk in if I would have said overrated. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then I would have just kicked you out of the chat.
Well, nah, that's not it though. Thiago, like, he ain't good. Like, he's just a Jorginho. Like, that's
shut the fuck up.
He's a Jorginho player.
No. So this is the thing. Thiago can do anything that Jorginho do and more and better.
Yeah, just because he runs.
Mate, how good did Thiago look the other night against Leipzig when he had Fabinho behind him? Thiago's not a holding mid, which is what he's being asked to do this season.
He does so many onlays in the game as well.
Yeah. He's world class. I'm not having that one bit, Joe. He's world class.
Højbjerg, next one.
What?
Joe, yeah. You're on one, mate. You're fucking on.
Joe, are you doing this right?
You are this close.
It was between him and Sissoko.
Sissoko's shit.
I want to give you Sissoko.
I chose Højbjerg because I'm hearing so much about him being this unreal defensive mid.
He always
has that one defensive midfielder that is unreal.
Yeah, I'm not having that, Joe, but who's your next one?
All right, and then the last one, I know you're going to kick off my last one. Calvin Phillips.
Nah. I can see it, Joe.
I agree. The league, like, Leeds fans are all like, he's the next best thing. Like, he's going to be...
Yeah, but every fan does that about their own players, don't they? Like,
He
kicks the ball hard and tackles hard, but he got spun around by Havertz the other day, so do you know what I mean?
Like, Havertz, who cost about 100 million? That's embarrassing, isn't it?
Havertz ran the wrong way from his own goal. Like,
Havertz didn't choose his price tag, Tom. Yeah, fucking grow up, mate.
Nah, honestly, I think Calvin Phillips getting to the England team and that, it's just a joke. Henderson.
Nah, it's not, man. He deserved it at the time.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm on the... That's what I think. I think he's good enough, but also at the same time, I don't think people should be putting him like in the top category.
I'm not saying these players aren't good enough, like Thiago is not good enough, or Højbjerg or Calvin Phillips. I just think that people really rate them.
You ain't got a fucking clue, mate.
Joe, you on crack?
He's on Swedish crack.
You know what I mean, didn't you?
No, I know what you mean, Joe. I actually agree with you, mate.
Cal, you got a bit of brown on your nose.
give me one, lad.
Is it just me now?
Yeah.
Okay, first name on the team sheet is Tom Davies. He is shite.
I was people rate him that highly.
But is he overrated?
Well, he's a professional footballer, so he's overrated.
Really? How has he argued any of ours? And he's just said...
Tom Davies.
He plays for a team in the top four.
He starts for Everton as well, to be fair.
Exactly. He starts for a team in the top four.
I'm not seeing anyone go on about Tom Davies is unreal. Like,
yeah, because your Twitter's all southern. Okay, I've actually got loads of midfielders. I don't know whether to. Shall I just name who I've got written down?
Your three and then maybe give some honorable.
Your three, your choice.
I can't pick. I've got that many. I can't just pick. Davies was a shoo-in. I'm going to go Gylfi Sigurdsson.
Okay, now, what is this just going to be an
actually, no, I don't know.
11.
He hates Everton.
No, I've got a better one. James Ward-Prowse. I think he's really overrated.
In what sense do you think he's overrated?
Because I think because he's so good at dead balls, like throwing him into the England team. Are we serious? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, but you say this. Other than Henderson, Mount, and Rice, what other centre mids are there that are going to be in the England squad?
Jack Livermore.
come on. Then we've got three centre mids. What other centre mids will make the team?
Hang on, let me think. I'd actually prefer Loftus-Cheek to him.
See, I can't have that, man. Southampton are a good side, and he's like their main man.
Oh, they're brilliant. They're on the brink of going down.
What?
They've lost about 11 games in a row.
Aren't they like 11?
No,
they're bottom half.
Until they beat Sheffield United, they were like 3 points off relegation.
Yeah, they started. They had a good first half of the season. And he scored about 8 million free kicks, so I'm not having it.
Sorry, I know you.
Yeah, they're only they're only 6 points off the bottom three. They've had a. Oh, I'm not having him one bit. Right, and my final one. Shall I be really, really controversial? I'm gonna do it. I'm throwing in Bruno Fernandes.
No, you're not.
I am.
No,
purely because I really rate Bruno Fernandes, but the way he's been built up to Bruno or KDB or Bruno versus Prime Coutinho or Bruno versus Prime David Silva, it's embarrassing to even compare like, this stage. It's ridiculous, I think. What the hell? What the fuck's going on?
What's going on?
Cal's in a spaceship. That sounded like...
What's that?
No, I think it's because Cal just took his like disconnect.
Oh, so yeah, I do really rate Bruno, but like world-class shouts at the minute, I think are ridiculous. And I just think in a year's time, yeah, he may well be. But right, for all we know, he may just be shit next season and the season after. So then he's just a one-season wonder, isn't he? Or one-year wonder. So I think for now, that's why I think he's overrated. People are considering him like... just on like KDB's level, like absolutely no chance.
Yeah, he's way off that, isn't he?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think he's overrated, because similar to you guys saying, oh, you hear people calling him this and that, that's why. He's obviously an unbelievable player, but just not yet.
You're not allowed Thiago, but you're allowed Bruno Fernandes.
Well, Thiago literally won the Champions League last season.
He's proved it for 10 years. He's been at the top level for 10 years. No, you ain't going to skip past this. So, would you call him Michu world-class that one season he had at Swansea? Or one of the best strikers ever to play in the Premier League?
He was unreal.
Yeah, but was he one of the best strikers ever in the Premier League from that one season?
I didn't say he was.
So, this is my point about Bruno. He's had one good season.
I don't know if he's overrated, though.
Did you say Bruno is one of the best midfielders in Premier League ever?
No, but I just don't
know. Well, then, that's the shouts people are coming out with.
He is a cheating, dirty rat.
Chelsea 1-0, got sent off by Atletico. Savic, get in there.
Okay, we'll go to front three. I'll start with mine.
Nah, we've got to end on yours, so I reckon yours is going to be like blockbuster.
Okay, go on. Go on then, Joe, front three.
He's going to be the Liverpool front three, I guarantee
it. No, Joe, by the way, Joe loves FIFA. So all he's going to be based on FIFA, who he hates on FIFA.
I don't even play FIFA. I hate it.
What?
Yes, you do.
I hate it now.
Do your front three, Joe. Go on.
All right. Adama Traore, number one.
Who?
Adama Traore. What's his name?
Adama?
He literally said Adam.
He can run fast and that's all he can do.
Yeah, speedboat, no driver.
Aubameyang. I hope you agree with that. And then my last one, left wing, he's been playing there a little bit, Richarlison.
Yeah, that's not a bad shout.
So, he's got a good card on FIFA though, Joe.
No, listen, reasoning, Aubameyang, honestly, he's another like pace merchant and I don't know what's gone on with him this season.
I don't know. I'm not having it.
So he didn't play against fucking Spurs, which was unreal. Yeah. And then Richarlison, he was about to go for 100 mil to Barca, which...
That was mental.
So, yeah, I think they're all quite overrated.
I actually agree with those front three with you, Joe. I think those are good shouts. L,
I've gone with a front three left. I've gone Richarlison as well. Same with you, Joe. Honestly, one game, I remember I literally said, I think I put it in the group chat. I said, "Oh, does anyone else think Richarlison's overrated?" Like a couple of weeks ago, and then he scored against Spurs the next weekend. So I was like, "Oh, what a comfort." Like you said, the 100 mil price tag. And he just gives it loads on Twitter. I think that's what he's best at. That's literally all he does. Just give it loads on Twitter. I've gone on Aubameyang as well. Yes, his goal scoring record is unreal. He's 31 years old and he was late for the North London Derby and he's club captain.
Yeah,
that
so
screams
poor.
To me absolute embarrassment. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
And also, similar to what you've said in your TikToks.
TikTok. You need a TikTok, El.
Yeah, dick breath.
Similar to what you said in your...
Remember that, Cal.
Like, if he's not scoring, like he sometimes he don't even start for Arsenal. Like, how can he be amongst the best strikers in the league? I don't.
Yeah.
But I just don't get it.
He's better off the left anyway. Dick Breath, I agree with you.
he's better off left on the bloody bench. Yeah, and then on the right, I know this is just going to cause absolute travesty up and down the country. I've gone with Salah. To be fair, in our DMs, we've had a lot of Liverpool fans caning Salah. And I was actually I was disagreeing with what they were saying because they were like going to the extremes. Like, some of them were saying, I'd rather have Rashford, like listing all these names of players over Salah. Listen, his goal scoring record is an absolute joke.
Yeah. And
he's guaranteed to get goals. He's basically the one thing that is stopping Liverpool from being like in the bottom half this year with his goals.
I disagree with that.
With his goals. I mean, he's top goal scorer. He's got 17, 18 goals he's got already.
Yeah, but how many penalties and how many chances does he need to score?
Yeah,
he's still scored penalties.
How shit have Liverpool been this year?
No, I know, but I just think if you put someone else in, if you had Son in that team, then he'd score more, actually. But
I just think he's overrated purely because I don't think he's one of the world's best players. He can't do it. Like, he hasn't got the ability to do stuff on his ones. Like you said, he's a bit like erratic in games. Like, he loses the ball a lot if you watch him.
Technique is so weird.
Yeah.
He has scored some lovely goals, though. But
he's like,
Again, I'm not saying he's a bad player. He's unbelievable. Goal scoring record is unbelievable. He's just not one of the world's best. That's why I think he's overrated.
Facts. He got robbed of a Ballon d'Or. No, he didn't. Carl, front three.
Right, I've gone four. I don't know how you want to put it up. So I'm going to go Martial on the left. I don't care where he plays. I just think his finishing is actually like pony. Like, it's really fucking bad. And he gets in really good positions. He just never seems to like look comfortable anywhere.
Yeah.
And half the time he doesn't look bothered anyway where he's playing. Yeah, yeah. So. I've gone him on the left. I've gone Adama Traore, or Adama, as Joe call him, on the right. He's a bit of a speed merchant, and he's so untechnical, and he just like, I don't know, it's just a bit of a strange player to be.
That noise.
Who's in a dungeon? What is going on?
Who is it, me?
I think it's Carl.
No, maybe it's me. And then up top, I've gone Fabio Silva, Tom's best mate. Went for a lot of money, touted as one of the top youngsters in the world, and he is shit.
Tell me one person right now that rates it genuinely.
Yeah.
Your dad?
That is true.
I've never seen anyone rating him.
Yeah.
He's clearly rated if he went for 30, 40 million, mate.
Yeah, he was then. But he's not now, is he?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. He was overrated. I think he's overrated for his price tag.
Okay, I'm putting Roberto Carlos in mine then.
What?
Because he was overrated 20 years ago. We're filming this now, not 6 months ago, Carl. Fucking hell. Sick of it. Mine's not really blockbuster, Al, because two of you have already said two of mine. I've got Salah right wing. I've said it multiple times. Everyone thinks I've got an agenda against him, or I hate him. I don't even know him. He's probably a lovely fella.
If you knew him, would you get him on the pod?
You what?
If you knew him, would you get him on the pod?
Or Salah. Yeah, maybe. Salah. Yeah, probably. I just think, if he doesn't score, he might as well sit on the bench. Same as Aubameyang's. Aubameyang's in there as well. Okay, it's not often they don't score because they've got such a good goal-scoring record, but they don't offer anything else. And for me, that's why I think they're overrated. To be considered one of the best players in your position, you have to offer more than just goals. And Salah's an inside forward, which basically means he's not good enough to play out wide and he's not good enough to play out front, up front. So, whatever. Fuck you. Yeah, Aubameyang up top. And then I've gone for Wilfried Zaha. I've just never understood. Yeah, I've just never...
I was going to go him, but I think the only thing that lets him down is if he scored more goals, I think he'd be unreal. But I think
I don't think it's just that though. If you look at the Palace's record when he is playing to when he's not playing, it's fucking mental, man.
Yeah, he's at his level.
Yeah, so he's properly rated then.
No, he's not, because everyone says, oh, he should be at a bigger club, better club. He needs another chance at a big club. He flopped at United. I don't care what the circumstances was. He was shit at United. He's decent for Palace, yeah. He doesn't score a lot of goals. He isn't this all he does is whinge and cry all game and get into scraps, get himself booked or sent off.
It winds me up so much.
I prefer Eze. I think Eze will go right to the top. I think he's unreal. Like Zaha, just he's like nearly 29 now or something. He's not like this young kid who he's just. I just don't think he's as good as people think he is. I just whatever. So yeah, that is our overrated 11. There was a few. Let us know what you think in the comments. Whether you think we're deluded.
Have you lads got any like honourable mentions? Or, like,
mate, I've got one that came up loads in the comments. Mane.
Nah.
He came up literally probably about 50 times, mate.
There was loads that came up, like a lot.
He's had a bad season, yeah, but I don't think he's over.
But again, though, like I don't think it's no coincidence that the Liverpool players that we're talking about aren't playing at their best because the whole team is shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's Van Dijk. Tried telling you.
I nearly went Ziyech.
What? Yeah, I'm with that, you know. He's another one. He's nearly 30, isn't he? I didn't realise how old he was.
Yeah.
He hasn't been great, to be honest.
He's been weird.
Joe, I just want a one-word answer. Van Dijk or Vidic?
Oh. Vidic.
Oh, you bastard!
We want to ask one of the questions that everyone's asking. What was it like living with the man, the myth, the legend? Fred.
Yeah.
Oh, Fred. I miss Fred.
Where do I, mate?
Nah, to be fair, it was Ledge. We used to just, when obviously last year in America when Gaz weren't there, we used to just play FIFA all the time and just do snooze. Like, it was mental.
Joe, I remember we went out in Westchester one night. Oh, maybe it was that. I don't know. And we came back and we were all fucking battered. And Fred was just like throwing chairs around the gaff, like at the walls and stuff. And he was just like going absolutely nuts. And he was literally like picking up those proper spinny chairs and he was just like throwing them against the wall. And we were, what's going on?
Yeah, Fred is so mental, man. I miss him. He's so funny. He's like no one I've ever met before. Like, he's just such a weird man, but it's funny.
Yeah, he really is a weird man. Like, I'm not sure if anyone saw the Swansea-Bournemouth game last night, right? But I got sent this photo of a still from the game and I still can't stop looking at it. Let it just focus. Is it going to focus?
If you tap it.
Oh, I've seen that. It's Rod, isn't it?
Look.
Is that real?
Okay, and I have a bit of inside info regarding this. So I put it on my Insta story saying, I need answers ASAP. And a professional footballer who follows me, I'm not going to name drop him. We're trying to get him on the podcast, but he replied to me going, just laughing. And I said, apparently it's Jamal Lowe, because everyone was replying saying, oh, it's Jamal Lowe, because he had 9 on his... And he replied basically going, oh, I played with him, I'll ask him. So he asked him, and apparently he just replied with loads of laughing faces going, for fuck's sake. So apparently it is Jamal Lowe, but it's got to be a hard on. It has to be a lob on.
I don't know.
Has to be. But the bloke told me that he originally said, no chances that Jamal, like, he showers with his boxers on.
They all do, though.
Probably because he doesn't want to get it out.
I mean, yeah. Have you heard the story about Gaza with Les Ferdinand?
Yeah, that is unreal. That's
right, you used to have to touch it.
You have to touch it or every game.
So, yeah, I think that'll cover everything tonight. Joe, thanks for coming on. You've been super good.
Sweet.
Well done, Joey.
We might have a part two. So let us know in the comments if you want a part two. Make sure you keep buying UGD, boys. 12% off using La Masala. All four players will link in the bio.
All four players,
yeah. Phones for you. we'll link that in the bio for the lads who are looking to get scholarships. So we're going to be, I think we're doing weekly now, aren't we, lads?
Yeah, I reckon so. It works a bit better than it for all of us.
We think we were just kind of overdoing it 2 weeks. We're going to go back to weekly. So we still haven't decided on the day. We may record Sundays or we may record Wednesdays. We're not sure. That will be it for another episode. If you want Joe on a part two, go and comment. Let us know in the comments what you want us to cover next episode. Let us know who you think had the best 11 or the worst shouts, and then just explain why it was Cal. And then we will see you again next time, boys. Cheers, lads.
See you later.
See you later, guys.